Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Morning Mulligans podcast with your hosts, Jackson Dibble and Todd McGill. Before we get started, we wanted to thank you all for your participation in our Masters giveaway, along with welcoming every one of you to two very special episodes for everyone's favorite week, Masters Week. We hope you all enjoy, and thank you. Welcome to Masters Week with the Morning Mulligans podcast. I'm your host, Jackson Dibble.
And I'm Todd McGill.
Welcome, everybody. It seems to be everyone's favorite episode. It's the Wednesday Wagers. We hope you all enjoy yesterday's picks, the Tuesday's picks for Masters Week. Couldn't be a more exciting week. We're very excited to bring you all Wednesday Wagers. Just another way for us all the dinners to make some money, I would say. But how we do things here, we go through the withdrawn players, the added players, the weather. Then we go over our outright single bets, outright winners, and then we'll go through our top 5 through 40 placement finishes. We do top 5 through 40 because FanDuel allows you to bet on top 5, 10, 20, 30, and 40. And we use FanDuel Sportsbook for everything that we do. But we're also going to throw in two other things. We're going to throw in another bet, who we think is going to finish the best out of the past champions. FanDuel is allowing you to bet on that this week. And most of all, probably why 90% of you are listening this week, is our Masters giveaway winner. We have everything plugged into the computer, and we are going to do a spin with the wheel. And we're going to do it live here on the episode, so it's legitimate, and we'll see who wins. But we'll get to that point at some point. So, withdrawn players, there are none. Right. Added players, there are none. I usually take care of that part, so I'm going to throw it to Weatherman Todd here. What do we got this week?
We got kind of... I don't know. It's kind of back and forth weather. Thursday and Sunday look okay. Wind's going to be 10 to 15 miles an hour. But Friday and Saturday, there's a chance of rain both days.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be a little iffy. So, I don't know. It's interesting to see what's going to happen.
Yeah. It's Augusta. Is I guess everybody knows it's already a beast of its own. But when it's raining and you're at Augusta, I mean, golly.
Yeah.
Talk about it. A hard golf course, so it's gonna be, I think it'll be a little interesting. You might see some of our maybe Cam Smith, maybe some of our Australian guys or something playing a little better. They mm-hmm. love the tough weather.
Yeah, they do.
But all right, so anything else for the weather?
Nope.
All right, so we're gonna talk single bets now. We're gonna talk outright winners. I got a lot of bets this week. I'm throwing down a lot of money this week.
It's Masters week, baby.
I know. All right, so outright winner, how many do you have?
I got two.
All right, I got three, so I'll throw you two real quick. So for an outright winner, I have Justin Thomas at plus 1,100. I feel like, I mean, obviously it's not as good of odds as some of these other outright winners you're going to see, but still, plus 1,100 is very solid. Put $100 down, you get $1,100. I mean, that's nothing to complain about. Mm-hmm. another one that I have is Patrick Cantlay at plus 2,200, so double what JT's is. I really do think both of those guys are really going to be competing this week. I can easily see two top five finishes out of those guys, but really pulling for the win, obviously. That'll get my bank account looking a lot more generous, I would say. Who do you got?
So starting off for me is some guy we talked about yesterday, Webb Simpson. He's plus $3,900 for outright win. And I don't know, just his – last three finishes are pretty solid, and like we said yesterday, I could definitely see him hoisting the trophy at the very end of the week.
Yeah, it's really hard to go against Webb Simpson right now. I mean, how can you?
Yeah, I mean, he's playing so good right now.
Right. Who else do you have?
At plus 9,000 is Louis Oosthuizen.
Oh, okay.
I think he's playing arguably.
Think Louis can win?
Yeah, I think he's playing arguably as good as whenever we saw him come down to that playoff against Bubba Watson a few years ago. And like I said, I just think he's very dark horse this week.
I agree. Plus 9,000.
Yeah, huge odds.
$100 to win $9,000.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, yeah, I might have to go place that one myself. That's pretty good. Well, another guy, my last guy to have for outright winner this week is Cameron Smith. We've been high on him all season long. And he is actually plus 3,700 currently. His odds have gone up and down, up and down. I took, yeah. I took Cameron Smith to win the Masters probably 2 months ago at plus 4,200. So I already have that best placed in, but he is plus 3,700 this week. So that's, I mean, plus 500 is the difference, but still a great odds. And I actually have another one that I placed back in, let's see, it was the Phoenix Open. So back on the Phoenix Open, I placed an outright winner on Jordan Spieth to win the Masters, and I got him at plus 2,700, which he's now plus 1,000. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's been playing so good, his odds aren't definitely not going to stay where you got him at.
Yeah. So I locked in those. So we'll see. It's gonna be a really exciting week, I think. There's so many guys that can win this tournament.
Yeah.
But, all right, so now we're going to talk about our top 5, 10, 20, and 30 placement finishes, and I got a lot. I got a lot of guys. See, I always go really heavy on the single bets here. I really go heavy on both, but, you know, that's why they call us degenerates. So, all right, so I'll give you two real quick. I got two top 40 guys. One of them is Sebastian Munoz, top 40, is plus 100. Not the greatest, but, you know, you just get your money right back. Put 100 in, get 200 back. Nothing to complain there. Or 100 back, essentially, plus your entry fee. But Sebastian Munoz, top 40, plus 100. I feel like that's pretty safe. I can see Sebastian Munoz playing very well, possibly top 20, but probably more likely top 30, which nothing to complain there. My other top 40 bet is Carlos Ortiz. Carlos Ortiz is also plus 100. So, again, obviously those aren't the greatest odds, but if you're just looking for...
Pretty safe bet, though.
Yeah, I feel like both those guys are easily top 40, so if you're just looking to grab some cash, I think those are almost both locks. Yeah. I feel like those are pretty secured. But give me one of yours.
So one of mine, I took Sebastian Munoz, but instead of... would you have him top 10? Or top 40?
Yeah, I have him top 40.
I've got him as a top 20.
Oh, wow, okay.
He's plus 360. Like we said yesterday, he's finally getting the putter going. And Augusta...
You have to have the putter going.
Yeah, the greens are so undulating and they're so difficult. You got to have them in the right spots. And somebody that's gaining strokes putting, especially coming into the week, I'm pretty high on him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm rooting for him this week. I see him playing pretty well. I can honestly see the top 20. The only reason I did top 40 is just because I feel like it's a lock.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, plus 100 easy, but yours is good too. I like that one. Well, you know, I got a bunch of bets, so I'll give you two more, I guess. another one that I'll give you two top five finishes. One of them is Webb Simpson, top five. I 100% see Webb Simpson being in the top five, possibly even winning this golf tournament. And Webb Simpson, top five, is plus 700, which that's nice.
Yeah.
Just put, like I said, $100 down on that, $700. That's pretty good. And so another one that I have, which I get more and more confident about it every day, it seems like. Cameron Smith, top five. Cameron Smith, top five, is plus 700 as well. So Cameron Smith and Webb Simpson, both top five. I feel like, I'm not going to say locks, but I could easily see those both happening. And both at plus 700, those are very nice paydays.
Yeah, so. I mean, both guys the last 3 or 4 years have been on the front page or the second page of the leaderboard just about every year.
Yeah, and they're both having great seasons already. Mm-hmm. So easily could see the top five out of those two. Give me another one of your guys.
So I actually got Cam Smith at top 10.
Okay.
Just for everything we just said.
Yeah.
I think he's playing solid golf right now. And like I said, he's got tied fifth in 2018, tied second in 2020. And I can definitely see that just being a repeat.
Yeah, not. I'm very high on Cam Smith this week. I could see him taking home the win. I would love that. My bank account would look great. But two more that I have. I have four more, technically.
Sheesh.
I have a lot of bets this week. A top 10 that I have. Actually, I'll give you two top 10s. Lee Westwood, top 10.
Wow.
I know you're not confident in that.
Wow.
I just see it. From my justification yesterday, he's an old man. And he recognizes this, and he knows that he doesn't have that much longer to compete with everybody.
Yeah.
And he's having a great year. 2 seconds this year. So, Lee Westwood, top 10, is plus 360. So, I feel like personally it should be more than that. But still, plus 360, not going to complain about that if I get the win.
Yeah.
Another top 10 bet that I have is Paul Casey, top 10. Paul Casey, top 10, also I feel like it should be higher, but it's only plus 240. I feel like that should be plus 300, and I feel like Lee Westwood should be like plus 500. But I don't make the rules here. But
well, it's just because he's had so many top fives and top tens the last, like, month and a half to two months.
I easily see Paul Casey getting in the top ten. I'm really pulling for it. I have a lot of money riding on Cam Smith and Paul Casey this week in my team. So I'm really pulling for the Paul Casey playing well. But, again, Paul Casey top ten plus 240, taking it. I got two more, but give me yours because I've been lighting up the show here.
So this one's a little influenced by you. I got Kevin Na at top 30.
Whoa, nice.
Plus 250.
Nice.
I think I'm definitely not as high on him as you are, but everything we said yesterday just kind of, I don't know, just I would be a fool if I could not see him contending.
Yeah.
You know, even hanging around the top 20 just seems like a perfect spot for Kevin Na.
I think you taking top 30 is a pretty safe bet, feel like. Yeah, I was surprised. I thought you were going to say Ryan Palmer.
I almost did, but for some reason
– his odds are not good.
No, they're not.
They're really bad, actually.
I mean, I think people are kind of – or at least Vegas is kind of on the side of me.
I could see. I think Ryan Palmer could be top 10.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Vegas finally realizing it. Maybe FanDuel is just trying to make up. They shouldn't be trying to make up. They won all this money in the national championship last night, two nights ago, I guess. But two more bets that I have. Do you have any more?
No.
All right. God, I have way too many bets this week. Abraham Ancer top 20 is plus 200. I keep saying every time, I definitely see Abraham Ancer getting into the top 20. I have a lot of money banking on him this week. I feel like top 20 is probably going to be his best. Maybe top 10 will be his best, maybe. But I can easily see Ancer like finishing right at like T15.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's
same as last year.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine with me. And my last bet, and probably one of my more bold ones, is Corey Connors top 10 plus 550.
That is kind of bold.
I don't know. I just got a really good feeling about Corey Connors. He's played great his last few tournaments, and I feel like he's just on a roll. And he's played here before, and he's played well here before.
Yeah.
So I could I see it. I think top 10 is probably a stretch for Connors. He probably a top 20 is a lot more secure. But going top 10, I don't see anything wrong with that personally. I think he's gonna ride it out this week. I'm excited for it. But I'm done talking for a minute. That's a lot of bets for me. So you done with your bets?
I am.
All right. So, you guys have our single bets for the week, and what Todd and I do after this is we talk matchups. Now, Todd and I compete against each other in matchups. We do by the month, so usually about four tournaments a month. And so, Todd and I started with last week's tournament, being the Valero Texas Open, and Todd swept me. I am 0-5. Neither of us have been swept since we've done this podcast, and Todd literally swept me, beat me 5-0 last week.
Yep.
So I'm a little upset, just a little. But we have 26 matchups to go over this week, and we'll try to get through them as fast as we can. But we're going to talk matchups for a minute. Start us off.
All right, we got Max Homa at minus 142 up against Dylan Fratelli at plus 108.
No-brainer.
Max Homa.
Next. Easy. Fratelli's playing like crap.
Yeah. I mean, Homa, he's been on such a good run now. He's taking some time off, which he probably needed.
I could see Homa. I don't think it's going to be this year, but I think in the near future, we could see Homa putting on a green jacket. I could just picture him holding up. He'd look good in a green jacket.
Yeah.
Put it that way. All right. Next up, Will Zalatoris minus 150 versus Justin Rose at plus 120. The veteran or the rookie? I'm taking the rookie.
Yeah,
Justin Rose just isn't doing anything to impress me this year.
And he's like Kevin Na, he's got back issues.
Yeah, Will Zalatoris is on a tear. I could see Justin Rose probably finishing top 20 as best, but I feel like Will Zalatoris is more likely to be in the top 20 than Justin Rose is.
Yeah, same.
So, taking Will. All right, you got the next one.
We got Brian Harman minus 122 up against Matt Wallace at minus 102. You know, Brian Harman really showed up at the Players.
Yeah, but Matt Wallace showed up last week at the Valero.
He did, but he had such a collapse mentally.
Also true.
I think I'm going to take Brian Harman.
I'll agree with you, but I'm upset. He's got little man syndrome. He's a little angry guy. But I'll agree with you. Yeah, Matt Wallace's debacle last week was bad.
Yeah.
He's a really bad mental case, but I'll roll with Brian Harmon, sure. All right, next up, Cameron Champ, minus 126, versus Ian Poulter at minus 102.
I can honestly see both these guys missing the cut.
I think Ian Poulter will miss the cut. I guess the word is better than Cameron Champ.
Yeah.
I'll take Ian Poulter over Cameron Champ.
Yeah, I will too. I don't.
Cam Champ has been the biggest bust in golf
for the last couple of years.
Bust, but I mean, he's a bust.
Yeah,
it's been bad. But yeah, I'll take the seasoned veteran. All right, next up, you got it.
Corey Connors at minus 174 up against the Cooch Man at plus 102 or 138. Not the Gooch Man, the Cooch.
Cooch Man.
Matt Kuchar. Oh, wow.
You know who I'm taking.
Yeah, it feels like we have to go with Corey Connors as much as we've talked about him.
I'm definitely taking Corey. Matt Kuchar could easily play well. He could be top 20.
He's found some stride.
Yeah, but I see Corey Connors being better.
Yeah.
I'm taking it. All right, next up, Siwoo Kim, minus 142, versus Francesco Molinari at plus 108. I'm taking Molinari.
Siwoo, I think I'm going to take Siwoo.
Wow. Okay, first disagreement of the day. Tell me why.
Just because I don't know, he's a weird golfer. Like, the tournaments that he doesn't care to be at and he just shows up anyway, you can kind of tell it.
Yeah.
He just doesn't, I don't know, he clocks in and clocks out whenever he wants, pretty much. And I think a Masters win, not saying that he's going to win, but the ability to win is going to intrigue him more.
That's fair. I just see, you know, Molinari, we haven't seen him in a long time.
Right.
But he's had a decent season so far. He's really not playing bad.
No.
He's had a few good finishes. And I mean, obviously he likes the Masters, but I don't know. I feel like I'm going to roll with him. There's a lot of veterans versus younger guys in these matchups this week. But, yeah, I'm definitely taking Molinari. All right, next up, you got it.
Got Jason Day at minus 120 up against Joaquin Niemann at minus 108.
Yeesh. Okay, insight on both. Jason Day, way more experience, bad back, but really great finishes here. Joaquin Niemann, young. I think he's played here once. But when Joaquin Niemann gets going, he is red hot.
Yeah.
But when he is cold, he is cold. He gets awful. I don't know. Personally, I'm probably taking Jason Day.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take Jason Day.
That's a tough one.
I think Joaquin Niemann can definitely show up here, especially if the wind, you know, the wind is a huge factor.
That's also true. Oh, I might need to change it now. The rain's going to be coming in. But Jason Day is a very seasoned veteran golfer. He knows how to handle himself.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go Jason Day still.
Yeah, I'll stick with Day.
All right. Next up, Matthew Wolf minus – what? I'm sorry. Matthew Wolf minus 168 versus Phil Mickelson plus 136. I know it's Phil.
This is a weird matchup.
How is Matthew Wolf that heavy of a favor when he missed a cut in a no-cut event? Matthew Wolf is playing horrible golf this year. Phil Mickelson, I'm taking him. Plus 136, I'm placing that one.
Yeah, I probably will too, honestly. Matthew Wolf is he's just not there right now.
That'd be awesome if he showed back up. That's great. But, Phil, you want me to take a guy, someone who's minus 168 favorite, who has just playing horrible this year, has withdrew from, what, three tournaments this year? Just how bad he's playing?
Yeah.
Versus Phil Mickelson, three-time champion. Absolutely not. Phil Mickelson, I'm placing that one.
Yeah.
That's laughable. You got the next one. Matthew Wolf's going to win this thing now, but...
Hideki Matsuyama at minus 134 up against Tyrrell Hatton at plus 108.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, it honestly is. We haven't really seen Tyrrell for a while.
No. I'm going to take Hideki. He's kind of found his game the last three tournaments, and he's got a lot of course history here. It's pretty good, too. I'm going to take Hideki.
Yeah, I'll go with Hideki.
Okay, we got a lot of agreements this time.
Yeah, I know. We still got a lot of matchups, though.
Yeah, we do. All right, next up, Abraham Answer minus 142 versus Shane Lowry at plus 108. Abraham Answer.
Yeah, Abe Answer.
Yeah. Shane Lowry could do well this week, but I 100% see Answer doing much better.
Although, if the weather gets bad, Shane Lowry.
Yeah.
Open champion.
Also true. All right, you got the next one.
Harris English at -142 against Mark Leishman at +108.
My favorite golfer is an underdog to Harris English. He won one tournament, and that's the last tournament he's played well in.
Honestly.
Mark Leishman, yeah. +108. Mark Leishman likes the Masters here. He plays well here usually. I would have loved to have talked about Mark Leishman in our episode yesterday, but he's just not having a good enough season for me to put him into a lineup this week. But I am rooting for him so hard this week. But definitely take him over Harris English. Harris English, I could honestly see him missing the cut.
Yeah, I could too.
All right, well, that was an easy one. Next up, Colin Morikawa -126 versus Brooks Koepka -102. Tough.
You going to take the guy that won at your course comparison, or are you going to take the man with the broken knee?
Well,
or the surgically repaired broken kneecap, or dislocated kneecap.
All right, Colin Morikawa, been on tour for 2 years now.
Yep.
He just won at the Concession, which was my course comparison. He's an extremely consistent golfer. But this is his first tournament since the Concession, isn't it?
I believe.
He might have played one in between.
May have played the match play.
Maybe, yeah. And so Brooks Koepka, who dominates in majors, and he loves the Masters. He plays well there. But coming off a knee surgery. But he's on property. He's there. He's playing. Also, just recently engaged.
Yeah, I mean, he's telling everybody if he thought he could only finish second, he wouldn't have showed up.
Personally, I think stats-wise, I would take Colin Morikawa. But momentum-wise, I would take Koepka, and I'm taking Koepka.
All right, we'll disagree. I'm going to take Morikawa.
Oh, man, that's a bad one.
That's kind of a scary matchup.
Morikawa could win the Masters.
Yeah, he could. And I mean, he definitely is somebody that can handle the pressure too.
But I honestly feel like Koepka has a lot of momentum behind him right now. You know, obviously, I mean, just engaged. Yeah, it's part of the momentum, obviously. But coming off a knee surgery and you're back so much earlier and to come to a major that you know you play well in, and he's like, he loves majors.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That really goes against what I said with the Concession, but I'm going to roll with it. You got the next one.
Victor Hovland at -126 up against Patrick Reed at -102. I'm taking Reed.
Really?
Yeah.
Masters champion Reed, the guy that nobody likes, versus the guy who won't stop smiling.
This is like the devil versus Jesus.
Well, I'm taking quote-unquote Jesus in this one. I'm taking Hovland over Reed. I don't know. I mean, everybody knows Reed plays well here. He's won the thing. And Hovland has played here once, and it was an okay finish. I think it was T38, I think. But I don't know. Victor Hovland, I think he's just going to play better than Reed. I don't know where they're going to finish, but I think he's just going to play better than Reed.
The only reason why I'm taking Reed is because of his shot shape.
Yeah.
Primarily.
That's fair.
The only thing the man can hit is a draw.
Yeah.
If he tries to hit a cut, he looks like Arnold Palmer, and I've rarely seen him be successful with it. Victor Hovland plays a cut pretty much 24/7, and that, I don't know, that just doesn't get you completely around Augusta.
It's fair. I could 100% see myself losing that one, but I'm going to roll with it. You got the next one.
All right, two former champions, Adam Scott -126 against Bubba Watson at -102.
You've been talking crap about both these guys lately. I know who I'm taking.
I'm going to take Bubba.
I'm taking Adam.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. Bubba's having a horrible season. At least Adam Scott's making cuts.
Bubba kind of warmed my heart a little bit with that.
With the interview?
He had the interview on Live from the Masters or whatever, talking about all the stress and the fame and anxiety that he's dealt with and stuff. So,
well, warming your heart doesn't win you money, so.
No, that's definitely true.
I don't know. I could see both these guys. Yesterday we talked about Adam Scott possibly missing the cut. In a podcast that we were a guest on yesterday, but I don't know. I don't see both these guys missing the cut. They're both gonna make the cut, but I see Adam Scott probably top 30, and I see Bubba top 35.
Gotcha.
So I think it's gonna be real close, but I'm taking Adam. I'll roll with it. Gotta stick with my Aussies. I'm a big fan of them. All right, next up, Scottie Scheffler -126 versus Webb Simpson -102. Webb Simpson, move on.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
No, if you listen to yesterday's episode or today's, it's Webb Simpson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next. You got it.
Sergio Garcia at -152 up against Louis Oosthuizen at +120.
Louis.
Yep.
Sergio, I heard some people I was talking to today, they were talking about that they have some faith in Sergio, and I don't know why. Sergio had one really good round at the Players and then did nothing the rest of the week.
Yep.
And his only good Masters finish is his win. Every other Masters finish was bad. Yeah. Well, not bad, but it was not even close. So, I mean, yeah, Louis, definitely. Plus 120, place in that one.
Yeah, honestly, I may throw some money on that one.
Here's a tough one. Dustin Johnson minus 112 versus Bryson DeChambeau at minus 112. Past champion versus the bomb gouger. I'm taking Dustin. I really don't have faith in Bryson here. I think Bryson could possibly win every major, but he will never win the Masters.
Just because how technical it is to get around?
Yeah. I really think that Bryson will never win the Masters. And if Bryson wins this week, I will put this recording on our social media that I said that.
Yeah, I'll go with DJ.
Good move. Give me why.
Pretty much just because, you know, you said yesterday that he's kind of in preparation mode for all the majors, and maybe that's possibly why we haven't seen him playing that great. Maybe he's trying to tweak a couple of things, but he's not going to show up at the Masters not prepared.
I agree. All right, next up, you got it.
Tony Finau minus 192 up against your boy Lee Westwood plus 150.
Lee.
I'm going to go with Lee on this one. I don't
do it.
Finau's record here is not great.
It's funny because, like, everybody always talks about Tony Finau loving the Masters and everything. Like, yeah, I'm sure he loves it, but his finishes aren't that great.
No, they're not.
I mean, maybe everyone's talked about that because he popped his ankle out of place that one day.
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot about that.
That was disgusting.
I'm pretty sure that's his best Masters finish, too. Like, he came out and played pretty well in that event.
That was gross. Yeah, I'm taking Lee Westwood. Lee Westwood plus 150. I'm placing that one, too. That's pretty good. All right, next up, John Rahm minus 152 versus Rory McIlroy at plus 120. Tough. Rory is still chasing the Masters. John Rahm just had a baby and loves the Masters.
I'm going to go with baby fever.
Is Rahm even on property yet?
I don't know.
Because, like, yesterday we were watching live from the Masters from start to finish, it seemed like.
They never showed him on the range.
They never showed Rahm once. I don't know. I'm sure he's on property, but, you know, I don't know. Might be chilling in the room with the baby or something. I don't know. But Rory is still chasing the Masters, and I think he's going to continue chasing this year.
I mean, he looked as bad as I've ever seen him in his entire career at the match play.
Well, they're talking Rory's chasing distance.
And yeah.
Rory does not need distance.
No. He doesn't, and, I mean, if you watch the match play, there was the drivable par 4 that was over the pond.
Mm-hmm.
He literally chipped it into the water. Like, he chipped it over the green into the water, and like I said, when you're trying to go through a change like this, and it just messes with you so much mentally that it starts to creep into everywhere else, and I think that's what we're seeing with McIlroy right now.
I think you're right. Rahm might purposely miss the cut just to see his child, but I think Rahm could win this whole thing, honestly. Yeah. And, Rory's looking terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's chasing distance.
It just makes no sense
to me. He destroys the ball. He's very intimidated by Bryson.
I mean, they look on the Live from Masters, they showed a thing yesterday of – like the longest drives from last year, or the longest average drive from last year, and Rory was third.
Yeah, I don't know. Who get? Rory needs to take a lesson from Spieth because Spieth started chasing distance and he dropped off the face of the earth.
Yeah,
and now Spieth's back and he's going back to Spieth. Hopefully, Rory, you dummy. Next up, you got it.
Patrick Cantlay at minus 142 against Xander Schauffele at plus 108.
Cantlay.
Wouldn't be doing my picks justice if I didn't go with Cantlay.
Yeah. Xander has a T2nd here, but I don't see that happening again.
No.
Xander could be top 10 if he gets it around like he was around the Phoenix. He was playing so well. If he can do that again, sure, he could get top 10, but I really see Cantlay destroying this. Cantlay could possibly put on the green jacket this week. So, next up, this is two of your boys. Daniel Berger minus 126 and Sungjae Im at minus 102. Now, you were high on both these guys.
Yeah, I was.
Where's the notes?
Yeah, exactly.
Literally both those guys scare me a lot.
Yeah, they do kind of scare me too.
SungJae-im was second last year in November, but that's November Masters. This isn't April Masters. Daniel Berger is probably one of the best ball strikers right now.
Mm-hmm.
He won the AT&T Pella Pro-Am, but that's the Pro-Am. It's like 600 yards shorter than this course.
I think I'm probably going to go with the stats here and go with SungJae.
I think I'm going to agree with you.
He's better in stats right now than Daniel Berger is. Not by much. You know, he's probably 10 spots higher or so in most of the major categories than Berger, that or at least the ones that I found yesterday. So I'm gonna probably roll with SungJae.
I'm going to roll with you too. SungJae-im going second is, I mean, even if it is November, I think he'll still play well.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a different golf course, but still not that different, you know? I agree with you. So next up is literally going to break my heart. Paul Casey -118 versus Cameron Smith at -108. I know I just stole that pick from you, but I literally said like what 20 minutes ago that I have a lot of money rolling on Cam Smith and Paul Casey.
These are our two favorite guys for the week, if they're not, you know, not talking about the favorites.
Cameron Smith.
I'm
really pulling for.
You could literally pick either one of these guys and feel good about it.
I'm really pulling for Cam Smith first and Paul Casey third, and Justin Thomas second. But
just let me get them close enough to cash out on them.
Exactly. I think Cam Smith will finish. I have a lot of faith in Cam Smith, especially with weather coming in.
See, that's why I like Paul Casey with the weather.
Then take Paul.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. That was easy.
We'll add another add another disagreement on there just to spice it up a little bit.
All right, you got the next one.
Got Robert McIntyre -116 up against Victor Perez at -112.
Wow.
Seen McIntyre have a good showing at the match play. Perez has had good showing after good showing.
Perez.
I'm going to go with Perez.
Really? You're going against your McIntyre boy?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I think Victor Perez overall is playing better than McIntyre, but McIntyre is playing well lately. So.
Yeah. I mean, arguably the two hardest tournaments that we've seen all year that, you know, had a good field was the match play and the Players. And he's finished tied ninth at the Players and fourth at the match play. I just can't.
That's pretty solid.
I can't knowingly pick against him.
Right. All right. So next up, you take that one. Right. I stole two of yours. So.
All right. Jason Kokrak at -126 up against Billy Horschel at -102.
Taking Billy Ho-Ho.
Yeah. I mean, Kokrak was on a run there about a month ago.
His Masters finishes aren't good.
No. And for whatever reason, and we didn't talk about him yesterday, but I just have this, like, gut feeling that Billy Horschel could be in contention.
You better go place a bet on that then.
I don't know why I feel that way.
You cannot go against your gut. You can't.
But yeah, I'm going to go with Horschel.
I like it too. Billy Ho-Ho, taking it. All right. Matthew Fitzpatrick -142 versus Tommy Fleetwood at +108. Big Tommy Fleetwood fan, and he loves the Masters, but he's not playing well enough for me to like him. And Matthew Fitzpatrick is lighting it up.
Yeah.
Also, T7 at the Masters was his best finish, Matthew Fitzpatrick, and I will be taking Matthew Fitzpatrick.
Yep, same. I'm not the biggest Tommy Fleetwood guy, so.
I just justified it all. So move on. The last matchup is, wow.
To me, well, I almost want to say to me it's a no-brainer, but.
I know you're going to take, but go tell us.
Justin Thomas -142 against Jordan Spieth at +108, and I'm rolling with Thomas.
I'm going to roll with Thomas also. It's statistically I'm rolling with him, but I don't know. I'm really rooting for both. I have a lot of
both of these guys I would love to see win.
Justin Thomas is – put it this way. Justin Thomas is playing better, and he is due for a Masters win. Spieth is back, and he's a Masters champion and loves the Masters. I still think Justin Thomas finishes better, and I'm literally talking by maybe one spot.
Yeah.
So, all right. That's our matchups. We got five disagreements again. So I'm going to go 5-0. Perfect. All right, so usually we will talk about a few other things here, but we're actually going to do a few more golf bets because it's Wednesday Wagers and it's Masters Week. I mean, how can you just throw all the money away? It's fine. All right, so we're going to go – if you go on FanDuel Sportsbook, and you're going to go to Tournament Props now. So we are on Top Former Winner. and we are going to tell you our top former winner. Who do you think, out of all these past Masters champions that we have here, who do you think's honestly going to finish the best?
I mean, to me, it's probably Jordan Spieth.
I agree.
I mean, he's playing better than anybody on this list right now.
Yeah.
He every week he comes out for the last 2 months, he's just been on fire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the driver scares me a little bit with him, and the fact that he's got to beat DJ.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I'm going to roll with Jordan Spieth. And a top former winner for on FanDuel Sportsbook for Jordan Spieth is plus 250. So, honestly, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty safe here. And we're going to give you two more. Why not? So, scroll down. If you're on tournament props, you're going to scroll down to top USA player. What do you think? The top USA player. We're going to give them our top USA and our top European. And then I'm just delaying everybody for the Masters giveaway. So, give us your top USA player for the week.
It's got to be Justin Thomas.
I'm going to agree with you. Justin Thomas is plus 700 to be the top USA player this week. I think second would be Patrick Cantlay, and Patrick Cantlay is plus 1,100. So both very good odds.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. And we're agreeing all these again. All right. Well, top European player. Who do you think? I think this one's a little bit harder.
Man, this is a lot.
Honestly, I think the top European player might be either Rahm at plus 380, Paul Casey at plus 1,000, or Lee Westwood at plus 1,100. I honestly might see Lee Westwood being the top European player this week. And you are not high on Lee Westwood this week.
No, I'm not.
Who is it?
I really want to pick Paul Casey, but
we have a lot riding on Paul Casey this week.
To me, I've got to pick John Rahm.
Okay. Plus 380 with the new baby, Kepa.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with the little tidbit that I shared yesterday about certain Masters winners have won or collected their win just shortly after having a child. And like I said, Rahm, it seems like every major Rahm's hanging around the lead somewhere.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I could definitely see it. Well, so that does it for Wednesday Wagers. Now, make sure you tune in to Tuesday's picks as well. So we will release this episode on Wednesday at 6 a.m. Tuesday's episode is already out. You can listen to it. And even if you don't make teams, go listen to it and try making a team and send us into it. Send it in to us. There's a lot of big money games this week. The big game on FanDuel is $15 entry fee for $200,000 to first place. And DraftKings is a $10 entry fee to $1 million to first place. So listen in to both episodes. Send us your bets. Send us your picks. Send us everything. We want to see it. And I know everybody's been waiting for it, so we'll do it now.
Yep. Go ahead. All right. You want a drum roll?
Yeah. So about 20 days ago, 22 days ago, something around there, we posted a Masters giveaway on our Instagram. You had to comment, follow, leave a review if you want an extra entry, and it was great.
Yeah, good turnout.
Awesome responses. That's why we created a special intro for this week, plus it's Masters week. And that was a pretty good intro. Let us know how you thought about that. Well, we were very proud of that intro. But we really appreciate everybody's participation in our Masters giveaway. It was for 24 golf balls and a certified Masters hat from Augusta National's Golf Shop. So without further ado, I guess I'll press the button.
Yeah, spin the wheel, see who we got.
I'm going to get my phone out here. I'm going to record this one. Now, you have to listen to this episode to hear the winner. We're not going to post it on social media for probably a few days, but I know everybody's probably just hitting the skip button right now. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to announce it by Instagram handle. Let's see who it is. This is a long spin. It's still spinning. And it looks like, oh my gosh, how close is this? It's Todd3PC. A Todd won.
Hey,
a Todd winner.
Go.
There you go. We have a winner, Todd3PC. That is your Instagram handle. All right, so there you have it. Todd3PC, you are our Masters giveaway winner. So in order to do that, we're just going to kind of leave it alone for a minute. You send us a message, and we will be able to get your address and everything like that, and we will send you your giveaway. And if not, we'll reach out to you here in a few days, and we'll be able to give you that. So congratulations to Todd3PC as you're the first Morning Mulligans giveaway winner, Masters giveaway. Well, I've delayed it long enough. So thank you all for listening this week. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, all at The Morning Mully. Really appreciate all the participation you guys did. It's Masters Week. Let's have another good week, and we'll see you guys next week. Thank you.